I welcome Meredith Quartermain.
Let me just say, I want to recognize the greatest force field in the room, which is Mona. She has really... Yeah. I thought I wasn't going to read because, the names got out of order. So I've got to put my reading glasses back on. This poem is for the sun goddess. Sun hides in a cave. A brother destroyed her rice fields, threw a skinned horse on her looms. A brother seduced her. A blind brother shot a bear, and she got the head. He got dog meat. She goes under the world to the dead, sees with eyes of the dead. She cuts off her breast. Sear it, eat it, since you love my body so much. Sun grieves. Faithless man moon fucked her daughter, her morning star. Dance, dance for her amber tears. Show her your breasts, your vulva. Build her a birth canal, a winter crack in megalithic hill. Toothless sun, strike my head into the well. Sun gouges her eyes. Take them, since you love them so much. Oh, mirror, mirror, her wells, urns, brush her bloody sockets with rushes. Your hair burns, you bulge, huge tabby cat. Oh, rage, rage, red, princess in the sea. Steal her, eat an egg, but don't break the shell. Leap to the fire in the wolf's teeth. Ladybug, ladybug, fly to your spinning troll, luminous Saint Lucidity, eating winter babies. Give her pancakes. Give her pancake wheels. Give her white doe's blood on birchwood braids. Skin the doe, stretched, hooped. Slingshot her house. Steal her bag of thread. Drive, oh, drive your chariot over Olympus. Madon, Medea, Medusa.
And the last two, I welcome Betsy Warman.
I also want to thank you, Mona and Susan, and I'm really struck, and I think probably I can count on you that you share this, how these are not the kinds of narratives we are hearing day to day still. And I feel like I'm just sort of soaking them up, and they're so invigorating and challenging and eloquent, and it's just incredibly important what you're doing and what we're doing. I'm going to read a very little poem, and I find that the little poems are the ones that often take me the longest way to find my way to. It's called Clack Clack. Why is grasshopper flying? Because it fell in love? How romance turns the world upside down. Again, again, grasshopper flings herself into sky, thinks herself swallow. Does she not hear, clack, clack, of her wings? Ah, no. Grasshopper believes its beloved's applause for her jerky, boisterous flight.
And I welcome Ursula Vara. Cowichan River Trail. Why so fast? Must we do it all in one day? I would like to look at these trees one at a time. Silence and threads of tobacco smoke. Fishermen strung thigh deep in the gnarled stream. They never catch anything, you say. When an old tree fails, it is held by a companion until both are joined by moss. Below us, the fishermen pull strands of silver from the stream. Thank you. Well, I thank you everyone for coming today, and I want to thank all the poets and all the fantastic conversations we've had around this. A lot of the poets I've never met until today, so I know their picture from the book. And it was such a huge job, I realized this has actually grown beyond a book. I don't think it could ever be a book form again. There is such a field of poetry by women out there, and but I did manage to get something big in there. And we're having three big launches, one at the Shadbolt Art Center in Burnaby. I forget the date, but it's on our website. It'll be Friday night. It'll be fantastic. And there'll be some dancing, and there'll be guest readers, and there'll be some food, and etc. And we have a big launch in Victoria. Yvonne Blommer has organized a big launch in Victoria. And then there'll be one at in Deep Cove. And so we have some flyers, and if there's some poets who'd like to read there, they can contact me, etc. So I hope people will come to the Rail House Club. We're gonna have drinks and cold wine and some food and whatever, and books are there, and thank you everyone for coming. Thank you to the library. Final thanks on behalf of the library. I just wanted to also congratulate you, Mona, for such an important anthology. And thank you all poets for sharing your work with us. And thank you all for actually joining us this afternoon.